the picture I sent you doesn't really surprise you. Are other trees that you've seen in your area not rebounding like you'd hoped? Or
yeah, so I'm in Juneau, and there is some areas just north of the main part of town here out the road where the trees, you know, I was really hoping would recover. It's sort of similar to what I was saying before, but we're seeing a lot of brown and red crowns, and they have not leafed out this spring. So like you were saying, in comparison to the other trees, it looks really drastic.
I know you're a bug scientist, but what do you know that means for the trees?
Well, a lot of times when we have a hemlock sawfly outbreak, historically the trees are able to recover because the sawflies were feeding on the older needles and leaving the newer needles intact. But when the outbreaks get really severe, they may still try to feed on those newer needles. There was also 2 years back-to-back of drought, and that, you know, I think coupled with the defoliation may have been, in some areas, may have been too much. And so we haven't been able to survey Southeast yet. We're hoping to look at some of this through some remote sensing imagery, but I'm hoping that we'll still see most of the trees able to recover. However, I am getting reports from other, you know, like you, pictures that you sent me from the Petersburg area, and what I'm seeing just here in Juneau, I am expecting that we are going to see some mortality. I can't tell you exactly how much right now, or a lot of times what ends up happening with these outbreaks is the trees experience something called top kill, where, you know, that hemlocks have that real narrow kind of drooping terminal leader. And so a lot of times that really small, thin top crown will get killed. And then the rest of the tree recovers. So, you know, you see a lot of old hemlocks with kind of spiky tops, and that's, you know, that's normal. But yeah, so we may still see some of them kind of hang on and be able to recover slowly.
That's the section of tree you see from a distance anyway, is that top crown.
Right. And so a lot of times it looks a lot worse from a distance than it is up close. And so, you know, you might look from far away and all you're seeing is the dead part, or you're seeing the dead needles that it hasn't shed yet, or, you know, those branches in the inner crown are now exposed. And so it looks really bad, but sometimes you'll get up close and you'll see that even though the tree looks really, really bad, there's still a little bit of new growth that's, you know, just now released. And so we're just here in Juneau, we're just seeing the bud burst on hemlock. Probably like last week was really when it became apparent. And so, you know, it's amazing, you know, just having that little bit of foliage, you know, could be enough to support the tree. They don't look great right now, but, you know, it's possible that they are actually doing better than they appear, I should say. But it's hard when, you know, I can't get around and see all the stuff on the ground myself.
I guess in time frame, how long would it take to know how widespread or mortality could be? Is it going to be years or?
Well, so normally our team flies a aerial detection survey, and we would be recording and mapping this stuff, you know, basically the next month in July is when we typically conduct it. And then we would be looking for new activity and seeing how the outbreak is progressing. But because of the COVID concerns this year, we're actually not going to be doing our aerial survey. And so we're kind of shifting and looking a little bit more for remote sensing options where we can kind of look at some of this stuff from satellite imagery. We started looking at that last year with the outbreak, but now we're going to kind of try to figure out if we can hone in on some of the mortality and see if we can figure out how extensive it is. So as far as a time frame for mortality, if the trees were completely defoliated last year and, you know, were stressed because of the drought and other factors, then if they haven't leafed out this year, then it's not likely they'll recover. On the other side, if they did leaf out this year, they may look bad for several years, but eventually they'll rebound and recover. So it all kind of depends on how well they can recover this year, I think is a big question mark.